Welcome to another one of my tutorials. I know it's been a bit more than a week, but, well, I can't really say I have been busy, but lazy, I suppose would be the word. I'm sorry, but I just watched the video, The Death Star Over San Francisco, so I think I'm going to show you how to make an actual Death Star over San Francisco. So first, go File, Open, and I just pulled the Death Star image off the internet. See if I can find it. There we go. Okay, there are a number of ways you can do this quickly, but for best results, you cannot do it that quickly. For instance, you could go color, color select, delete. Okay, so that'd leave you with plain white background, but as you see here, you have all this, like, static. I don't know if you can see on that YouTube screen, but it comes out with some static. Okay, so I'm gonna undo that. Okay, but you do want to color select, so just color select the black, and that'll select the entire black. Now, using the green screen technique, we're going to go add layer mask, white full opacity, select your paintbrush, it can be a pretty big one to start with, and just brush around it. You don't have to worry too much about where you brush until later. So just keep on brushing. Okay, so I'm stopping in these two places. And you'll see why in a second. Okay, now all you have to do is zoom in real close here. I'm going to make my brush significantly smaller. And then brush it, but don't brush inside the actual Death Star too much, because the black really does add to the look of it being repaired. Right now, I would crack some jokes to you, but then your ears would probably bleed, just like this joke that I'm trying to make funny. As you may have known before, I should never, ever try to be funny. It doesn't work out well. So I'm just going to finish this real quick. And you don't have to worry about getting it, because if you color selected correctly, then everything should be guarded except the black. Should I leave that black there? No. Okay. Now over to this side, where I didn't paint it with a big brush just because I was too worried about getting anything in this area right here. Okay, so then go select, none, view, zoom, 100%. And so there is your Death Star. You may want to fine-tune it a bit, but, oh, shoot. You may want to fine-tune it a bit, like I do right now. But ultimately, that is your final product, and that looks pretty convincing right now. So here's where a really important part comes in. Go File, Save As. Save it as a .gif, not a JPG, because if you do save it as a JPG, it'll just come out on a white background, and you do not want that. Just use all the default settings and then click Save. Okay, I'm going to exit out of that and open up my picture of San Francisco. And I, being the genius that I am, not really, but I chose a picture of people already looking up at San Francisco. Okay, and it's like the perfect environment to have like a Death Star right in this area. And I got this idea from the Death Star video that was on the featured videos on YouTube. So if any of you should if you, I don't know if it'll still be featured when you see this tutorial, but okay, so I'm going to go File, Open as Layers, the .gif I saved. And that's rather large. So take the scale tool and make sure the little chains are locked, and then just drag it up into a corner. But make sure it's still visible. Otherwise, you probably won't be able to move your layer that easily. And then I'm going to scale it again. Depends how far away you want your Death Star. That's probably good for me. Move it to where you want it. Okay, now here is the blending part. This part's fairly easy. You just kind of have to get it right. Okay, so there are several ways you could do this. For one, you could just tone the opacity down. That looks okay, not quite realistic. I am going to go, with my layer mode, I'm going to go dodge. Now that doesn't look very good, but if you just tone down the transparency some, and there you go. Now, what you can also do, but I'm not going to do because I'm never good with the perspective tool, but you can use the perspective tool and you can actually make it look like the Death Star is leaning forward a bit. And that, of course, ends up terrible for me, so I'm just going to leave it like this. Okay, there are other options that you could do to blend it. You could go filters, blur, Gaussian blur, and apply a very low Gaussian blur, because usually the more detail, the better. But a very low Gaussian blur could soften it against the sky, but I like leaving mine sharp. Okay, so now we have all the people looking up and the Death Star. In addition, what you could do is you could go filters, glow. Oh yeah, it's filters, artistic, soft glow. And that'll come up. And I use 10, 0.75, 0.85. And so that could make it look like the sun's reflecting off of it. But I'm not going to do that now. So thank you very much for watching this tutorial, and I recently hit my 100 subscriber mark. Thank you to everyone who has subscribed, and thank you for watching this tutorial as my typical cliche ending.